Well, another reason, the second reason for our reading always Parsha Vayikra and Tzav prior to Pesach is because of all of the korbanos. The whole Sedra talks about the different types of korbanos, the Ola, Zostras and Mincha, and then Zeh Korban Aaron Asher Akivu L'Adonai B'Yomi Masha Chosos Reseif Solos Mincha B'Latamid Machtis Avok Machtis Avorav. And also the private sacrifice brought by the Korhanim, as well as the Mincha, the Chatos Daber Alam V'Yabon Av Lemor Zostras Achatos B'Mekom Asher Yishchred Ol Tred Achatos V'Yanoi Kodesh Kshim Hi. Then the Yashem Zostras Hashem Kodesh Kshim Hu. Again, all of the various korbanos are mentioned. Why? Because the korban Pesach was the korban that was brought in Mitzrayim that aligned us with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole notion of bringing us close to Kodesh Baruch Hu is also something that we need to know prior to a Passover. So, and korban Pesach was a special korban in that it brought a connection between Klal Yisrael and between a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even though all korbanos do, but this korban, the korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, we had to put the dam on the mezuzos and the mashkof. That was like the zrika of the dam on the mizbeach. There were many alignments between what the Jewish people did as individuals in Mitzrayim and what we see is done in the Beis Hamikdash. So the notion of korbanos is essential to Klal Yisrael's relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is something that we all have to embrace before Passover.